I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Hey, thanks for coming back and joining us here at Killer Innovations. I know you have a choice for a lot of podcasts that you can listen to, and I greatly appreciate that you've chosen to spend this time with me today. What I'm going to talk about today is a particular, I don't know what you want to call it, a characteristic, a skill that I've noticed in my research looking at highly creative people. Some of the smartest, most creative people I know and met spend an allocated amount of time doing nothing but thinking. For example, Einstein. Now, he was known as a daydreamer. I just finished this phenomenal biography on Einstein. And it was a real eye-opener, and that's what kind of got me thinking about the topic for today's show. Now, his work was based primarily on thought experiments. Now, what do I mean by thought experiments? These were experiments that Einstein ran, completely carried out in his imagination. It wasn't sketching. It wasn't in the laboratory. It was literally just sitting there and running through the experiment in his head. Now, in Einstein's case, he wondered specifically what would happen if he were able to ride a train moving at the speed of light and then looking at a light wave out the window. What would he see? Now, given that he would be traveling at the same speed in such an instance, he went on to predict that the light would appear frozen to him, like he was tracking right along with it. Now, he didn't know it then, but that simple thought experiment would lead to basically transforming physics as we know it today, leading to Einstein's theory of relativity. It changed everything just by him just doing this daydream thing that people accused him of in running these thought experiments. Now, our society doesn't embrace or even allow for daydreaming, right? Think about what would happen in your job if your boss constantly came by your desk and just saw you sitting there doing nothing. Most organizations view this as being lazy, you're unproductive. Measurement of output is one of the key characteristics of most corporations today. It's focused on hours worked, deliverables, etc. We need to transform our thinking on that. And in fact, not that long ago, within my organization where I'm a CEO, we've transformed things like, what does vacation mean? What does time off mean? What does work-life balance mean? You know, versus, you know, tracking systems in order to track hours worked and how much vacation time have you earned and et cetera, is giving the individuals permission to know when do they need to take a break? When do they need to go away and just let themselves get refreshed? Now, in Europe, many of the vacation times are actually regulated. You're given X number of weeks, and typically everybody takes the vacation at the same time. depending on what part of Europe you're in. In the United States, where I'm based, most people never use their entire vacation time because there's this almost cultural thing of people not taking those vacations. And then when people do take vacations, they're still online. They're still answering emails, they're taking phone calls, etc. And in fact, I have a policy as a CEO that if you take vacation and you have responsibilities that are going to have things that happen while you're on vacation, then one, you must appoint somebody who sits in your chair who can make all those decisions while you're gone on vacation. And two, when you come back, you are not allowed to counteract any decision that was made. And three, if you are caught on email or Slack while you're on vacation, your email and Slack account will be turned off. Pretty simple. Because you are infinitely more creative, infinitely more productive if you truly take that time to rest. Now, what I'm talking about today is a little bit different. It's not just, you know, the vacation. That's important because we gotta refresh ourselves. We can't work day in, day out, months and years ahead. Now, look, I've learned this from experience because I have a habit of falling into workaholic kinds of characteristics. My father did it. I saw him do it. I fall into it. I fell into it early part of my career, and it didn't turn out well. Right? I sacrificed a lot. My family sacrificed a lot. If I were to rewind it, I probably would do things a little bit differently, or maybe even a lot differently. As the saying goes, nobody ever says on their tombstone that they wish they had worked more. But how do we work smarter? Well, this concept of daydreaming, taking the time as part of a regular scheduled kind of activity through the week and just not doing anything, just daydreaming, just thinking. There's a great Ford story. So Henry Ford, you know, had his factories. He's building the factories. Also just got done finishing a great Ford biography also, which is kind of all feeding in here. But there's this story of Henry Ford. He's building up these factories. He's trying to increase productivity, and he brings in, you know, these experts on efficiency and time management and process steps, etc. Now, this efficiency expert went to Ford and complained about a specific man who basically sat at his desk with his feet propped up. Wasn't on the factory floor, wasn't in meetings, wasn't having, you know, generating a bunch of documents. He literally was sitting with his feet up on the desk. And this efficiency expert complained to Henry Ford about it. And Ford said, whoa, 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 that specific person came up with an idea that saved me millions of dollars. And he was sitting at his desk, just like he is now, just thinking. And Ford added that he was paying that man to come up with that next great idea. How do we weave this into this work philosophy of today, where it's all about, you know, looking good? You want to be the first one in the office and the last one to leave, so the boss sees that you're putting in the hours. And I've even been in positions where I've had employees purposely sending emails at weird hours, like at 2 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the morning, to make it look like they're pulling all nighters and working, you know, really, really hard. And in reality, it actually has proven out to be counterproductive. Those employees, now you have to do that for a certain amount of time and a certain amount of activity, but if an employee or a staff or a team or a coworker is doing this on a sustained basis, their creative output starts to plummet. Now the question I have is, you know, when I look at these people whose ideas change the world, whether it's Henry Ford or Albert Einstein or Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, Elon Musk, you go through, create your own list. But when I look at those people whose ideas really changed the world, daydreaming combined with what's called and what I refer to as reflective thinking is a common trait. When you look back, and you know, I've been doing a lot of these biographies of really highly high-impact creative individuals to try to extract kind of what's that one thing that could help others kind of unlock their own creative ability. This kind of just sitting back and thinking, reflecting, letting those thoughts come into your head about connecting things that you just would never have connected in the past. It's this daydreaming is kind of the common trait. And it's interesting because in these biographies I've been reading, it's always been viewed as a negative. You know, Einstein was viewed as the scattered brain professor at Princeton, you know, shuffling around the campus, you know, not even recognizing coworkers as he walked to his offices because he was deep in thought. You know, people taking long vacations and being gone for 2 months to the lake or up in the mountains. And then people saying, well, they're just, you know, sloughing, they're lazy, they're not being productive. My question is this just a coincidence? If not, can we harness it? Can we learn something here where can we harness it and have positive impact even in our own creative ability? And that's the question we are going to dive into in today's show. Is daydreaming some form of a tool or ability that if we could harness it, could it have a radical change on our creative output? So stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break and continue our conversation around daydreaming, reflective thinking, and its impact on your creativity. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into this segment, just need to do a quick shout-out to Zoom, one of our sponsors here at Killer Innovations. Eric Green and the team at Zoom have created a phenomenal tool for those of us in the creative economy. And that is, how do you harness the best and brightest and most creative people no matter where they live? You need a tool that allows you to collaborate, to have conversations, to chat, to share ideas. That is what Zoom does for you and your team. Now, I've been using Zoom with my team every day, now almost over 2 years. And I use it every day, and I don't know how I lived without it. So check it out. Zoom is making available a free account that will allow you to collaborate with up to 50 people. So check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom and check it out and get that free account. In our conversations on the whole concept of reflective thinking, daydreaming, whatever terms you want to use, many people think there's really not been a lot of academic research applied to this, and they would be completely wrong. Fiona Kerr is a scientific communicator and a member of the faculty at the University of Adelaide. Now, she shares that, quote, daydreaming with reflective thinking allows the mind to wander. The outcome is consistently more productive when dealing with complex problems or coming up with creative solutions and ideas. So here's an academic person who specializes in thinking about scientific communications and creative thinking, creative thought, even endorsing this idea. Now, I'll tell you, there's not a lot of research, though. I've been digging around, as maybe as part of input for book number two, which we are pretty actively in the middle of, around this whole concept of daydreaming, reflective thinking as being kind of I don't know what you want to call it, a turbocharger for our creativity. But here is one that I found that I just thought that quote was really great. And the most important part was the outcome is consistently more productive when dealing with complex problems or coming up with creative solutions. But if that doesn't give you permission to go daydream, I don't know what that is. Now, some of you may be saying, hold on, she talked about this term reflective thinking, Phil, and you talked about it, you know, earlier in this recording. What is reflective thinking? Now, reflective thinking is a concept that in many cases gets applied to learning, but I think it actually has a much broader appeal. So reflective thinking helps learners develop higher order thinking skills. It prompts the learners to A, relate new knowledge to prior understanding. So as you learn new things and you apply it to things of the past, you make those connections. It allows you to think both in abstract and conceptual terms. So you think in the abstract, but you can get down and be very specific. But it's really around stepping back and looking at the big picture. It allows you to apply specific strategies and novel tasks. So randomly trying solutions against the ideas in your head. And it also helps you understand your own thinking and learning strategies. Reflective thinking is basically taking that moment and becoming self-aware on how you think. Thinking about the problems you're facing. Thinking about how to look at something differently. Challenging yourself to think differently. Now, in this case, daydreaming and reflection enables also memory consolidation. Things that you thought were completely random all of a sudden being joined up in a way that you had never thought of. Now, many cases when I was doing my research on this whole concept of daydreaming, reflective thinking capability always seemed to get attached to it or was used in references of linking to them. And in many cases, I also sometimes think about them as really being the same thing. It's not about daydreaming where you just sit in a chair and you dream about, sitting on the beach and having a beer. That's you're daydreaming. But I guess more specifically, can you daydream in a focused way? Can you take all the distractions away and therefore then think about things that are maybe challenges in front of you, problems that you have been unable to solve, etc. Now, many of us, we maybe are self-conscious to this, but we do reflective thinking when, for instance, we're in the car. Now, I do a lot of it when I'm in the car driving from my house here in Northern Colorado to the office over closer to Boulder. And, I'm thinking about whatever meeting I had the day before where we left something as a challenge. We hadn't found a solution for something yet. And I find that just being quiet and just thinking about it, then I start to make these kinds of connections that I just never had thought of before. So again, let me run through this again. What is reflective thinking? Reflective thinking helps learners, you, develop higher order thinking skills. It's about thinking about how you think. But it does this by prompting you to, for instance, connect new technology with prior understanding. What did you learn yesterday? And is there something in your past that you could connect the two together? It really allows you to think in both abstract and conceptual terms. Take the big picture. Get out of the details. Take that step back. Think about it in a broader context. Apply strategies to novel tasks. You have a strategy and approach on how you solve problems. You've applied it in the past. You've got this new problem. Can you apply that? Run your version of an Einstein mental thought experiments around the problem that you're trying to solve. And it helps you understand kind of your own thinking and learning strategies. So again, daydreaming and this reflective thinking combined. Daydreaming is just that get away, don't be constrained, but do it in a structured way in this form of reflective thinking. The two of those combined, I think, can be a real tool to unlocking your creative output. Now, in reality, when you think about this, like such as relating new knowledge to prior understanding, that's kind of that randomness, connecting the dots. You know, thinking about things in conceptual ways. Look at new or strategies in novel problems or opportunities. When you really think about that, what would you call it today? I would call it creative thinking. It sounds a lot like the terms, we talk about creative thinking, but we've never really, it's hard to define what creative thinking is. I think creative thinking is this kind of daydream plus reflective thinking combined together. Now, we're going to talk more about this, going to give you some examples of how to actually do this. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversation on daydreaming, reflective thinking, and how to boost your creativity. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back in the show, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, HP. HP became a sponsor for Killer Innovations 3 months ago, and their support has been phenomenal. They've also been supplying us with some new equipment that allows us to produce this show and update it and be able to do things like the Facebook live stream and improve the overall quality of the production. Now, for those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, you know that I've been funding the entire show for the last 13 years out of my pocket. The funding that we get from our sponsors allows us to allocate more of our money to the nonprofit charities that we support. That includes HackingAutism.org and Pioneer Education Africa. You can go check out those. So any profits left over, anything left over from the sponsorships that I get, then goes to the charities. So check that out. Check out the charities. If you feel so inclined, go ahead and donate. But I would also encourage you to go check out HP. Give them a big thank you for the support that allows us to produce the show that you're enjoying here today. Great gear, great equipment. I should know. I'm the former CTO. At this organization, great team over there, and check it out. You can also find out more about what they're doing with us over at killerinnovations.com/HP. And if you have any questions, always just drop me a note, and I'll be more than willing to answer you or connect you to the right people over there if you're interested. Now, look, we all do it. We all daydream, right? We let our minds wander. Right, I bet you I was a professional daydreamer by the time I was in junior high. I would always prefer to pick the desk next to the window, not in the last row, because those tended to be the troublemakers, but the second to last row next to the window. That way I could just look out the window, let my mind wander, and daydream. Now, I'm sure we've all done it, and I'm sure for those of you who are creating new products or trying to solve problems, I'm sure you've had that moment. You're in the car, you're sitting, you know, in the mountains, you're at the beach, you're at the lake, wherever, and you're not really engaged in a conversation. You're just thinking when all of a sudden that light bulb goes off and the solution to the problem or that idea for the new innovation all comes together. All the dots get connected, past inspirations lead to some random connections that all of a sudden you come up with it. Now, the question I have, though, is would a more purposeful effort, more deliberate effort, yield a disproportionately greater reward? So rather than letting, you know, daydreaming just happen randomly, if you put together a structured approach to it, would you have more output, better ideas, higher quality ideas, new ideas that you just haven't even thought of? I don't know the answer to that. Hasn't been a lot of research done in this space. So guess what? You and I are going to do an experiment. Now, I'm inviting you to be part of this experiment with me. Now, here's the experiment I'm going to run. And I invite you to be part of it, right? Don't be passive and just think that you're going to wait and, you know, 2 months from now, I'm going to come back on through the show and tell you what the output was. You need to experience this yourself. So what is this? It's called the two-hour exercise. The experiment that I'm going to run is set aside a specific time each week and just think for 2 hours. Set aside 2 hours. no distraction, no computer, no phone, no music, no talking. 2 hours every week. No distractions. That means no computer. Don't get tempted to check Facebook. No phone. Not looking for the little screen to light up and you're going to go over and see if you got a thumbs up on a post you just did. No music. No talking. In my case, I will be using my Moleskine to record thoughts and ideas. So it's pen to paper. Not going to use Evernote, which I've talked about in the past, is one of my big tools for collecting ideas. Going to bring out a Moleskine with a pen, and I'm just going to log the ideas and thoughts that come to me. So how do you get started? I mean, it's daunting. I mean, it's hard just to sit still for 10 minutes. But this is going to require to sit still for 2 hours. And as I talked about before, my hypothesis is it's not just about sitting down and just letting the mind totally wander. It's about structured daydreaming, right? It's about having some form to it. It's some way to use that reflective thinking, to reflect back on things that you're working on or things that you're thinking back and not be distracted, but have a concerted effort. Look, every day there is a huge amount of distraction. There is constant demands for attention, whether it's family or friends or, you know, the pressure to get something done or a deliverable. But this is an experiment. We're going to see collectively this community of listeners whether we think having a structured approach to daydreaming, reflective thinking, whatever you want to call it, can have on creative output. So how do you get started? Well, I would propose you ask yourselves questions. Now, I'm guessing you weren't surprised by that idea, given people know me as the question guy. Now, you can use any questions you look. You can use questions from the killer question card deck. And if you don't have that, hop on over to innovation.tools. You can purchase one over there. You know, it's 48 questions. You randomly pick one. You can answer them. Now, here are some sample questions, and I'll post these over at over in the show notes over at innovations.com. They came from an author, Zat Rainey, over at Medium, which is kind of not the exact questions. I reworded them a little bit because I didn't really get all excited about the specific questions they posted, but they were kind of the inspiration. First one, do I have the right priorities and do I apply them? Think about how you're prioritizing your time. Just sit back and think, okay, you know, where is the prioritization of work and family? Where's the prioritization of, you know, friends and fitness and other things? And if you've been a long-time listener, you know I'm a believer of what's called the five Fs, and you can go search that if you're interested. Is my work-life balance working? Right? It isn't just about the ideas. It's also about how to improve yourself, right? So daydreaming and reflective thinking is really about also learning about yourself. What idea do I have that I'm not pursuing? What is it you're working on, or that an idea that you had that you're not pursuing? Something that's really, you know, you're, and just by the fact of bringing that idea to your mind while you're daydreaming will all of a sudden spark other ideas around that idea or things that you could do. For instance, what small step could I take that would have a major impact on that idea? I had this idea, haven't done anything with it, you know. Then ask your next question is, what small step could I take to have a major impact on that idea? Another question, where do you want to be in 1 year with your idea or with your life? Where do you want to be in a year? Because as soon as you ask yourself that kind of a question, then you're starting to come up with ideas about, well, if I want to get there, you know, if I want to found my own company, I want to go raise $5 million for this idea, if I want to do, you know, take a year off with my family and go travel the world. By asking the question and not being distracted and just thinking about it, I'm going to guess that's going to generate ideas. It's going to be ideas to the question you ask yourself, because now you're thinking about it. Simply by prompting yourself to think about it, that will spark the ideas. So we're going to do this experiment. We're going to do it for 60 days, 2 months. 30 days is what you need to get it into a habit. We're going to do this for 60 days, 2 hours a week. That's all you need. Log it, and we're going to see how this experiment works. So are you with me? Don't be chicken. Come on. You can be part of this. Let's find out, what is this role of daydreaming and reflective thinking on creative output? So when I come back, I'm going to give you a little more specifics on the experiment and how you can participate. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. you'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
So let's talk more about the experiment. What am I going to be doing? So I'm going to commit to doing this two-hour experiment for the next 60 days, 2 months, right? 30 days is roughly what you have to do to turn something into a habit, right? Get up, walk every day, run every day. For 30 days, you start building it into a habit. We're going to do this for 60 days. It's 2 hours a week. Not a lot of time, right? You know, look, if you were going to do, 30 minutes of walking, that's 2 days or 4 days of walking if you did 30 minutes a day, right? Now, in some future show, I'm going to report back how it went for me. And did the hypothesis prove itself out? Now, remember, the hypothesis is a concerted effort, setting aside time, doing it regularly, and having kind of daydreaming, or more accurately, structured daydreaming or reflective thinking in the process. Does it transform creative output? Right? There's not been a lot of research in this. There's been some, not a lot. So we're going to try to prove if this hypothesis is true. And so again, would purposeful effort of daydreaming, reflective thinking yield this disproportionately greater reward of better ideas? Now, if you're part of the community, I'll set up a Slack channel where we can share how it's going for each of us. And that we'll use that Slack channel as a way to support and encourage each other. If you are not part of the community, you should think about joining. The community is a private Slack community of innovators and creatives who come together to challenge each other, to grow, to improve, to learn new skills, and become better innovators, better creatives. If you're interested, you can go check it out over at theinnovators.community. theinnovators.community, and I'll put a link in the bottom of the show notes, so you want to go check that out. So I will be contributing over in a Slack channel. If you're on the community, contribute your own into that Slack channel. If you're not in the community, join the community so that you can be part of this. Now, I'll post the sample questions that I shared with you before, but you can come up and get your own questions wherever you think, or develop your own questions, but I'll put them over in the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. And I would, again, encourage you to become part of the Innovators Community. That's where I hang out every day. People in the community know that they can reach me, talk to me, chat with me, do casual conversations. And in fact, I just posted in the community today, I'm going to be in New York here on September 26th, and I'll be in Washington, D.C. on September 26th and September 29th, and I'll be hosting a breakfast. So if you are in the community, that information is posted over in the events channel in the community. If you're not, stay tuned. Once people in the community kind of gets first shot, then others, if we have slots available, we'll open that up. And if you happen to be in the area and want to come grab breakfast and meet other innovators, that would be great. So again, two-month experiment. We're going to either prove or disprove this hypothesis. We're going to learn it together, so be part of this. And we'll see what the outcome is. No bias. Let's see. Does daydreaming, using reflective thinking, using other skills, just daydreaming, do we increase our creative output? So thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, I know you have a choice of podcasts to listen to, and the fact that you chose this one means a lot to me. And it keeps me motivated to keep putting these shows together. Feedback from you, it's emails from you, it's people making comments when we run into each other out and about, saying that they appreciate the podcast. That's what motivates me. Now, could I ask one favor? Just as this podcast is my way to pay it forward, and many of you have heard this story about how, you know, why I started this show back in 2005, can you help me pay it forward? Now, how can you help me pay it forward? By telling others about the show. Maybe posting a link to the show on your social media, helping others discover the show. If you know somebody who would benefit from the show but is not familiar with podcasting or how to listen to it over on the iHeartRadio app, check that out and help them get it, right? We are now, to make it even easier, we are now on iHeartRadio. So you can find it over on the iHeartRadio app. Just search for the show. It's there. You can download it, and you can listen to that. Okay? So thanks. Thanks for considering helping me out. Spread the word of the show. Pay it forward to help others become more creative, particularly as we transition from this information knowledge economy to this creative economy. If you have any feedback or ideas on future shows, always looking for new show ideas, look, I've been doing this show now. We're in season 14. It's or coming up on 14. It's been a lot of years, a lot of show content. So if there's a particular topic you want to go, you want me to go deeper on, or you want to share something that you're going through, send them my way. The best way to get a hold of me is just drop me an email over at phil@killerinnovations.com. That comes directly to me, does not get filtered. If you are part of the community, just direct message me through the Slack for the Innovators community. Have a great and creative week. I can't wait to hear your results from the two-hour experiment. I can't wait to hear how it's going. I'm anticipating the first couple of weeks it's going to be like really hard because I can't think how I'm going to sit still for 2 hours. I just have too much energy. Too many things going on. It's CEO, you know, family, 5 grandkids, lots going on. And how am I going to sit still for 2 hours? But I'm going to commit 2 hours a week. Let's do this experiment. So again, have a great creative week. And until the next show, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Don't let anybody's attacks and negative comments about your ideas, your work on innovation, your work on creativity get you down, right? We need innovators. We need solutions to really hard problems. And you are part of that solution. So get out and change the world with that next great innovation. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.